While in hiding that summer, Lenin wrote State and Revolution, which claimed that a dictatorship of the proletariat, that is, government through the Soviets, would be necessary before Russia became truly socialist. But before Lenin could install the dictatorship of the proletariat, he had to get out of that haystack he was hiding in and get back to Pietrograd. Segment 21D, Red October. The Soviet Union carefully created legends about the October Revolution, but really, very little fighting was involved. From mid-October on, rumors of a Bolshevik uprising were common, but nothing concrete happened until October 25, 1917. Even on that day, Pietrograd went around its business as usual. But that night, the Bolshevik crew of the cruiser Avrora, anchored in the Neva River, fired a shell at the Winter Palace. The October Revolution was on. The Winter Palace garrison, made up of some military cadets and the Women's Death Battalion, barely resisted the Bolsheviks. Huddled up in a small dining room, the cabinet of the provisional government meekly let themselves get arrested. Only Kerensky himself escaped, dressed, as legend has it, as a female Red Cross nurse.